State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Hey there, how you doing? No. How are you really doing? Are you feeling like you don't even know who you are anymore? You feel like, man, I used to be so happy. I used to be so free. Well, my next guest, she's going to help you come home to yourself. Hey, everybody. We're in store for a treat today. Thank you guys for checking in. We've got an amazing season two. As I told y'all, season two was going to be bigger and better. Today's episode, I am so humbled to have someone truly, truly amazing who has been a light to this world, Dr. Tama Bryant. Dr. Tama is a psychologist, associate professor of psychology at Pepperdine, and the newly elected president of the APA, which stands for the American Psychological Association, which is the leading scientific and professional organization representing psychology with more than 120,000 members. She also has a Master's of Divinity, but also she is a mother, she is a sister, she is a friend, and she is checking in with us today. Welcome, Dr. Tama Bryant.
I am so excited to be here and just love you and your community and what you're doing for us to be able to check in, because there's so much going on.
Well, thank you so much. I just remember connecting with you around 2014, 2015, and I was excited to connect with somebody as a therapist, someone as a woman of color, but you also are a minister, so you understand the science, but every now and then you're like, if I can I pray?
That's it. All the things.
Yes. So it's just been so thankful to be connected to you all these years. You are also the host of your own mental health podcast called Homecoming. I know y'all are like, wait a minute. You still introducing her? I am. She also has a wellness service called Oasis Wellness Service and author of many books like Thriving in the Wake of Trauma, Surviving Sexual Violence, and the author of your brand new book titled Homecoming.
Absolutely. And I love how you say it, because that's how I feel it. That sense of just coming home to yourself.
Yes.
It's an invitation that's available to us at all times and all places. But to take that walk and take that journey back home to authentic living, There's nothing better.
I love how you say in your book that home is not necessarily the house, like what,
right,
the building, yes, that construction house, but it's a feeling.
Yes. And that is so important, especially for those who are listening, who perhaps grew up in a place that doesn't feel like home. Mm. And so some people, you know, there are those sweet memories of, oh, I can't wait to go to grandma's house, or I can't wait to go to my parents' house. And for some people, that's not a warm fuzzy. And even if it is, you have to have the capacity to have home wherever you are. Mm. And that was like an intention of my mother when she was raising, she and my dad were raising my brother and I. She said, whether you're in the projects or the White House, I want you to be at home being yourself.
That's it.
Right? So wherever you go, and I'm sure for you, like red carpet or sitting on the carpet, right? To be able to be yourself.
To be able yes. to be yourself. That's so good. And I know that you guys will see a clip of this on social media and you'll say, wait a minute, she looks familiar. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Tama Bryant, from who you mm-hmm. saw on many, many media clips of Dr. Phil, other Oprah Winfrey Network specials, such as a reality show that I had. I'm not going to act like it wasn't a part of it. Yeah, we did. Home. Yes. And it's yes. coming home. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, coming home.
Well, I'm truly excited about your new book, Homecoming. Y'all, first of all, I have some of my favorite spots marked off in the book. But to me, it's just on the inside cover. And I can hear it read in your sweet tone. Because she's also a sacred artist. So I could hear this being written in her tone. In the aftermath of stress, disappointment, and trauma, people often fall into survival mode, even while a part of them longs for more. Juggling multiple demands and responsibilities keeps them busy, but not healed.
That's it.
And there have been so many people, Dr. Tama, that go through so much trauma or so much abuse, but then they go to church on Sunday, work on Monday, raise the kids, be who they're supposed to be to their spouse and partner. And busy. You're in every auxiliary. You're in every department at your school, busy, but not healed.
Yes. And it's such a distraction and a trick. You can fool other people by being very productive. Mm. And sometimes you can even fool yourself. Because you're doing so much, according to the world, you must be okay. Because that's what people spotlight is like productivity and just moving forward, hustling, grinding, all these things, multiple streams, moving. And sometimes we are doing that as an avoidance of ourselves. Mm. And the other thing is people like when you erase yourself for them, in service of them. You know, we both come from a church background, and I can think about people who volunteer in church, volunteer in community, taking care of everybody else mm-hmm. and neglecting themselves. So yes, we can be busy and not healed.
And you connect so well with people throughout the years. And even in this book, you intertwine personal stories of things that you've gone through, yeah. racisms. You mentioned that you are a survivor of sexual assault and evacuation from a civil war in Liberia.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, as this inside cover says, the work involved in healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you always know that you needed to be healed, or were you the product of being busy?
Right.
And not
so
healed?
It was a both and. I think a part of us, I think culturally for Black Americans or African Americans, is often we're raised with this idea of you must be excellent. Right. And so if you are excellent for yourself, to make your family proud, make your community proud, you can do all of those things. And we often have not highlighted what it means for us. Mm. And so, you know, for example, with the civil war in Liberia, I'll start with the blessing of it. So as a teenager, my father was elected to be a bishop in the AME church, and his first term was overseas in West Africa. And that was a phenomenal experience for me in terms of my own self-esteem and self-worth. To literally go to a place where everyone in a position of power looked like me. Mm. That's like a game changer. You know, I grew up in Baltimore. So to see, you know, the head of government, the head of the bank, the head of the school, like everybody who was anybody looked like me. So it gave you a greater sense of like what was possible.
Yes.
And so I named that piece of it before the war, just because often people only know like war or poverty or struggle. But then after being there for 2 years, a civil war broke out. And here's the piece of privilege. Because my family is American, we were able to evacuate it. So we got notice, get your stuff, And literally, we moved there with like 13 suitcases, a family of four, and we left with one. And so it was like, if you don't get to the airport now, like, America's not coming back for you. So we had to get on the plane and leave. And there were people that I had to leave behind who I care about, who I love dearly, and that I was very much aware it wasn't because I'm any better than them or any more deserving of them, that by virtue of my passport, I'm being rescued. And so that gives you a certain sense of responsibility, right? A certain sense of urgency. And at the same time, needing to do my own internal work. And I'll say our whole family, after that whole experience, we did not immediately go in to get counseling. We, you know, came back to the States and kept it moving. And so you don't really take in what is the impact of what I have seen, right? What is the impact of the grief and loss? And so later having to do that work myself, to come home to myself, and coming home to yourself starts with telling yourself the truth. So I had to tell myself the truth that that was not okay.
That's so good, because I'm sure folks that are listening, mouths are agape, like, really? Yeah. But then you also are able to tell us a little bit of what homecoming means, coming home to yourself.
Yes. Right, right. And so when you come home to yourself, it shows up in both your emotions, but also in your behavior. Right. So when I'm disconnected from myself, I'm in a place of despair. I'm in a place of anxiety. One that we often don't notice, particularly in our community, is irritability. Right. A lot of times our depression actually shows up as irritable depression. And people don't have a lot of compassion for an irritable woman.
More right? So maybe sad and crying.
Yes,
but not
right. Then, irritable. Yeah. If you do, if you're showing it that way, people often, you know, with that stereotype of having a bad attitude. But it's like, what is the root of the bad attitude? If we could understand that, maybe we could have more compassion for each other. And so how does my emotional life reveal the ways in which I'm disconnected? And another emotion that often shows up for us is the numbness. So if we've ever experienced or seen in somebody else when a person is present but absent, like those eyes are vacant, like they are not there. And some of us have sat through meetings when you were not there, right? And so just checked out. So that is a disconnection where I need to come home to myself. Like, what do I really feel? What do I really think? Because trauma and stress makes you doubt yourself and disconnect from yourself. And it makes you hide because you feel a lot of shame. Mm-hmm. And so once I can tell myself the truth about what I feel and think, and also that I'm no longer sabotaging myself. When I'm disconnected from myself, oh, I'm creating all kind of chaos. You know, I want something and I'm working against it. I'm doing all kinds of things.
So is that how people most commonly get disconnected from themselves?
Yes.
Is what you just named.
I heard someone say, Black people don't have the luxury of depression. We're just tired. But it's like, whether you want to make time for it or not, it will show up and knock on your door or hold you hostage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big sign. And then by our actions as well, when we are kind of running in circles. And I think an important term for your audience to know that many people may not be aware of is high functioning depression.
I didn't know if that was a medical term yet in the field of mental health. It is.
Right, right. So it's not a separate diagnosis. People would just say depression, but in depression, there's like mild, moderate, severe. So when it's severe, it's like my functioning is so that like I can't get out there. Mm-hmm. But there are people with functioning depression. We see this a lot with people who just have to perform. So like medical doctors can like go through their day doing all their surgeries and procedures and then come home and just be blank and numbed out on the couch. We can see it for people who are parents who have to like keep it moving for their kids, but it's like just barely hanging on.
Barely.
So, right? Right. So some people can't get out of the bed, and that is a form of depression. Then there are those who are going through the motions of living, but nobody's home.
I mean, we heard that term a few weeks ago when the young lady died by suicide.
That's right.
Her mother, April, if I'm not mistaken, we're talking about Chesley Chris, who unfortunately died by suicide. Her mother said that she had high functioning depression.
Yeah. Yes. And so that's why people mistake it, right? People can miss it because this person is, quote unquote, doing all the things, but there's a deeper story.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I have page 26 in your book to the sentence that says, depression is more than a bad day.
Oh, yes.
It lasts at least 2 weeks and affects various aspects of your life. If you are living with depression, I would recommend psychotherapy. And then you give us the following strategies. And y'all, unfortunately, Dr. Tama is not accepting new clients at this time.
Thank you for telling that. I wish. But let me tell you, there are a plethora, and I'm sure under your under this podcast, we'll list some of the directories so people
absolutely
can get help.
And y'all, if y'all go to drtama.com, she also gives amazing resources. You have always been about living authentically, whether it's, I love how you keep your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You do not shy about that, about who you are. You are a sacred artist. Mm-hmm. And do you feel that fear blocks people from living authentically? Because if for you to say be an associate professor at Pepperdine, people might think you're supposed to be a certain way.
Right.
But when you get down to it, she going to throw some hands, but it might be praying hands.
I so appreciate the question. And I have to give that I was promoted to full professor with tenure. So I'm grateful, yes, about that.
Full professor.
Yes.
Y'all, come on.
Come on, look, receiving and so much gratitude and important to still show up as myself, you know, to still, it's absolutely necessary. Let me tell you, Michelle, what I tell our students, I teach in the graduate program. If you get to the end of the line and you get that degree and you have lost yourself, it wasn't worth it.
Mm.
It wasn't worth it. We don't need people with paper and no heart. People with paper and no spirit who have read all the chapters and are vacant. So you have to bring yourself with you. That's what makes it work. People can tell, and I'll let you testify. People can tell when you're fake and when you're real.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to talk to a fake person. So you have to show up as you.
Absolutely. Ooh. We know that fear blocks people from living authentically because it's what do people think I should show up? And if I show up, they won't accept me or I need to do this. What is the root of that?
Right. Fear of rejection and abandonment. Mm-hmm. And that goes from the beginning of our lives. You learn on the playground by simply observing who is popular and who is not.
Yes.
You learn who is celebrated by teachers, by other students, by families, by the community. And it's a natural thing to try to figure out who are the people who are celebrated? And then for those who live with trauma, who are the people that are safe? Mm-hmm. You know, who are the people who are protected? Who are the people that are cared for? Who are the people who are chosen? And once I figure out who are those people are, then trying to be like that, right? If I dress like that, if I talk like that, if I could sing like that, you know, that would put me in this category. And so a lot of that from very early, we're bombarded with these messages.
Yes.
So billboards and commercials and advertisements. And, you know, I'll say even from working with people, a number of people in the industry, they can even receive that message that it's never enough. Like to the outside world, you can be on top of the world. But, you know, the media and the system and the industry will eat you up.
Absolutely.
And make you feel like no matter what you have accomplished, it is insufficient. And so that keeps us in a difficult place. And I want to name for people, which I think is very liberating, that it's not just your imagination, right? When we have insecurities, it's not just because I decided that I don't like this about myself. Often it's things that we were teased for or rejected about or ridiculed about. And so it is a daily act of resistance to push back against those messages and try to believe that I am worthy even when people have treated me like I'm not.
That's so good. And thank you for validating tons of listeners who are feeling that way, don't know why, and you are giving us the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start with healing.
Right. And let me say with the fear piece, one of the things that was freeing for me was when I realized no matter what, there are going to be people who are not happy with you,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not going to be able to please everybody. So it's like, even if like, oh, if I do my hair this way, if I talk this way, somebody's going to have something to say, right? Whatever your outfit is, people are going to love it. And then some people are going to say, she looked a mess. So I have to then decide, I want it to be what I love, right? So my favorite color is orange. I love my chair is orange. I love to wear orange. And some people are like, oh, why would you have on orange? It doesn't matter if you like it, it's not for you.
The cover of your book is orange.
Yes.
Wow. So I didn't know that.
Free yourself. Free yourself from trying to please everyone. It is impossible and it's too expensive. It costs you. And then we are robbed from experiencing each other because we're all walking around trying to be clones, dressing like everybody else, talking like everybody else. And what's the song? Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Yes. Come on, sing, Doc. Come on. I love it.
Yeah, be real.
I love it. I love y'all. Yes, she is all of these things. Professor at Pepperdine, psychologist. But I love her sense of humor and how she'll every now and then break out into a song. It might be from the 70s, but
that's right. We're going back.
Well, to Quiet as It's Kept, that's when some of the real music was created. That's why
right.
we can still
that's
sing
right.
it.
Yes,
you
it's
know,
true.
In 2022. So you are so right. It's nothing like the real thing. And just know, like, the people that God probably wants to send for you to accomplish a purpose will probably come when you become the real you.
Can you say that again? That's good.
God will send the people that you need to accomplish your purpose and help make your dreams come true when you become your authentic self.
Right. That's right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be judgmental, judgy, but there is a difference when being your authentic self versus this is just how I am.
Right.
Can we
yes.
talk about that a little bit?
Please, thank you. I love the question. It's so important because some of us believe our wounds are our authentic self. And that is not who you are. It is what your trauma has made you. And when it happens so young, you really get confused and think, that's me. That's how I've been my whole life. Mm. Well, that's because you've had trauma your whole life. And so, you know, when people are mean-spirited and harsh, and they're like, that's just who I am. People have to deal with it. No, you develop that armor because you have lived with warfare. And when you come home to yourself, you can soften. You can say, we can laugh, we can sing, we can breathe, we can love, we can let people in. We don't have to be perfect. We can be human beings.
Mm.
And so trying to distinguish your wound from your identity is an important part of the work. That means that you're willing to let go. Because what I say in the book is, we can come back home, or you can come home for the very first time. Some people have never been able to live in truth because you didn't live in an environment where that was possible. So even if it initially feels fake, you know, I was working with a family and having them, you know, turn and say they love each other. And one of the family members says, that just feels fake. I said, it's only fake if you don't mean it.
That's right? So good.
So, you know, but it can feel uncomfortable to live differently, but it does not mean it's fake. It just means it's new.
It's just new, and that's it. It's just like, and then before you know, when you put on that new pair of shoes, you walk into a new home or a car, it's like, okay, I don't know all the buttons I'm supposed to press. But before you know it, it starts feeling like your own. And you do exercises and you give people tips and practices, but I don't know, I just feel led to just ask people to sit in this moment and just visualize and feel like, what would it be like for you to be home in your authentic self? You're free, you're relaxed, there's no tension. I feel inflammation leave my body. So many physical ailments happen, doctor.
Yes.
When healing does not take place.
And I'm so glad you named the body, because particularly for people of color, our distress often shows up in our body. So as you said it, I feel my shoulders relaxing, feel myself breathing more deeply, loosening the grip in my jaw. Sometimes we grind our teeth. So, and backache is very big in our community. So all of this tension in our backs. And so some people who say, oh, I never think about those things or talk about those things and I'm fine. And we say I'm fine, meanwhile, our bodies are falling apart. So your body is telling the truth of your story.
Absolutely. And y'all, we must heal, because as she also says, healing starts with recognizing and expressing emotions in an honest way and reconnecting with the neglected parts of yourself.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was talking to a friend, Dr. Tamo, before you and I hopped on to record our episode. And my first time in almost our 30 years of friendship, he said, I hurt. I said, you would have thought the Chuck E. Cheese celebration station just went off like, bah, bah, bah. It's like celebrating. And he said, I can finally say I hurt a Black man.
Yes, so important.
By the way. So,
yes, yes.
And this work that you're doing, it's inclusive of everybody.
That's right. That's right.
But it's something about your work being for the healing of our Black boys and girls, our Black men and women, our Black brothers and sisters, our Black mothers and fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
So I just get, important. Yeah.
Get invigorated and enlightened just thinking about the work that you've done throughout the years to free people from bondage, mental slavery, emotional slavery. And that's what coming home, you're free. You don't have to be bound.
That's right. You don't have to be. And I love you sharing your friend's testimony of being able to name the hurt, because often boys and men receive that script of like, don't act weak, don't act like a girl, never let people see your emotions. The only emotion that's acceptable is anger. Ooh. And so like, what is underneath the anger, the hurt, the disappointment, the embarrassment, the frustration, the fear, the insecurity? And we cannot heal it if we don't even give permission to name it. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to recognize our own truth and then create space for people around you to tell the truth about how we are doing in the midst of all of this.
Yes. What has been, I guess, your journey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and coming home to yourself.
Right. It has been a beautiful, I'm going to call it quilt making or tapestry or weaving, because as you've alluded to, I have like different aspects of myself. Mm-hmm. And so initially what I had learned to do was to show up in the aspect of myself based on the environment I was in. Right. So I'm an artist. So when I'm around like poets and musicians and dancers, then I can be that. I'm an academic. So when I'm in an academic circle, I can be that. I'm a spiritual person. So when I'm a spiritual play, and all of those things are me. So when I'm being all those things, it's real. And at the same time, they were like disconnected. So the other parts of me couldn't show up in a particular place. And so when I freed myself to say, what would it be like to be all the things I am at the same time?
I was about to say, how are you balancing? Like,
right, right. So, you know, an example of that will be one of the years when I was presenting at the American Psychological Association. I had my pantsuit, I had my PowerPoint slides. And before the presentation, I broke out in this spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was looking and they started humming and rocking. As I said, how was this supposed to be a convention for people to talk about healing? And it's so sterile and we're so cold and there's no windows and everybody's like, you know, robotic. Let's have breath here and life here. And after the presentation, someone came up to me and said, I didn't know we could sing here. I said, who said we couldn't?
It was not in the handbook that you got when you registered and you came here. And for you, you know, at the conventions, we all get that same tote bag.
Right, that bag. And you just walk around.
And you have your materials, you have your pen. Nowhere in the journal or the handbook does it say you cannot sing or show up as yourself.
Oh, and the thing is, when we do it, it frees up other people to do it as well. You know, there are many people in the field who are academics and artists, or academics and spiritual, or academics and very connected to their culture. And so to create the invitation, when I say it to our students, is so freeing to them, because they still are in that formation stage of trying to figure out, like, who do I have to be taken seriously or to be considered a professional? Mm-hmm. And just a couple weeks ago, I had the divine pleasure and honor of being invited to come and speak with Indigenous women psychologists. And they had that question about authenticity, because often they also receive the message that who you authentically are is not acceptable in this space. And so to connect with the wisdom and wealth of your culture and show up knowing it's a gift, like, I'm not apologizing for who I am. It's like, you know, we bring flavor to any meeting.
And do, we do.
Right? Yeah, we bring it. We bring. So why would I leave that behind? That's the special sauce.
But like you said, And then there are some people who tiptoe up to you after you're done, like, oh my gosh, we needed this so much.
Yes. And here's the thing. And there'll be some people there who don't like it, right? Who will say, I don't think that's professional. And then you go do your seminar the way you want to do it, right? So I don't need everybody to give me a stamp or a validation. I'm going to be me. And it's beautiful. I enjoy it.
I was going to say, you could only do that if you've come home to yourself.
Right.
And you know the results and the fruit that you have as a result of being your authentic self.
Yeah.
Do you have maybe two tips about how someone's like, okay, this sounds good. I'm feeling it. But how do I even begin? I'll say that.
Yeah.
Give us how they would begin and just a practical tip of maybe maintenance.
Yes. Good, good. So I'll give two. One is internal. One is external. So the internal one is start paying attention to your body. Your body gives you messages to let you know when you're comfortable and when you're not comfortable. We often ignore those cues. We often ignore those alarms. So when you're in certain places, notice how you feel, right? Instead of just thinking about who are the people that stress me out, where are the places where I feel at home? Where are the places where I'm not on eggshells, right? Where are the places where, or the people, when I'm talking to them on the phone, there's no performance. I'm just going to say whatever pops in my head and it's okay, right? So when I pay attention to myself, I come home to myself, it means that I'm tuned in. And many times when we are disconnected, you can live years like that and not recognize it. Mm. So it's a daily process of from moment to moment checking in with me. You know, how are you feeling? Just, you know, how do you feel in this space? How, you know, what's your energy like? So to not ignore ourselves and not ignore our alarm that my mental health is more important than my productivity. My mental health is more important than other people's opinions of me. And so I'm going to do what honors my health, right? So the only way we can do that is to check in, because what works for you might not work for somebody else, right? And somebody else might not be offended by something and something really bothers you. So the only way I can start to live authentically is to stop looking for other people to tell me and to start to honor my own truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'll say effective therapy does, is help you to trust yourself. Like, it shouldn't just be, let me just ask her what she thinks, but it is developing the ability to tell myself the truth so then I can catch it, right? Even if I'm mid-sentence and I feel like that's not what I want to say. Okay, let me call it back, right? I can shift. So that's one tip, to pay attention to your own alarm and tune into yourself. And then the second tip I'll say is to get in the presence of people who are free and are comfortable with you being free. Because as we mentioned, it's not all in your head, right? Sometimes we are in environments that are stifling, that are suffocating, that keep forcing us to disconnect. So even if you say, that's my job, Dr. T, I can't leave my job, then I have to cultivate some spaces for authentic relationships where it's mutual, it's reciprocal, it's real.
Yes.
And that will fuel me for the times when I have to deal and navigate some other spaces.
Mm. This has been so good. Even just that breath you took with the smile, I feel there is just so much healing that you have to offer. I don't know if anyone has ever told you that, you know, when you were little, how people would say there's healing in you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, Dr. Tama owns that. I think that's the only way so many people that she's been able to help, because if it wasn't in her and it wasn't real, people would not be able to be helped. Chapter one, y'all, I'm so excited because it says, ring the alarm. I need a homecoming. I was like, is these Beyonce references? Because she has a song called Ring the Alarm and her Netflix special was called Homecoming. I said, let me find out But I just love so many of the poets that you give honor to in your book. Audre Lorde, I had the pleasure of reciting one of her poems at a Martin Luther King holiday event in New York. And so, y'all, please, this book, Homecoming, I'm excited to go away over the weekend and dig my feet in the sand. And I get to read this book. I was like, should I read it in my tone or in Dr. Tama's tone? I think I want to read it in her voice. Is there an audio book?
Yes. So there is an audio book. And so whether you want to hear me read to you or whether you want to read it yourself with your highlighter and your pen, either one works.
It's so good when the author is able to even have the time to narrate their own audio book.
And let me tell you, I was so glad when the publisher said that, invited it to be my voice, because the motivation for the book actually came from the podcast, which is called Homecoming.
Yes, ma'am.
So that audience is already kind of used to hearing me. And so I said, when I do the Homecoming book, it's got to be me, right? Not an actor.
I mean, you have something incredible on your hands. I hope you keep this sub-brand Homecoming and design so many other homecoming ideas, retreats. I can imagine a homecoming retreat.
Look, I'm Gary. Say, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
With my co-facilitator over there.
Yes. I'm here for it. I'm here. We're coming home.
Coming home.
Y'all, on social media, she is at Dr. Tama on Twitter and then at Dr.Tama on Instagram. Yeah. And I love that she puts her tweets in photo form on Instagram, but you have a book up on your tweets. It came out in like 2015, but there are hundreds and thousands of us look forward to what you're going to tweet or post.
Thank you.
It is the perfect blend of encouragement and therapy. And I am so happy that you are here sharing with us today how important it is. Y'all, this is the season of healing and we don't want you to miss it. This is the season of coming home to yourself. Mm. This is the season for restoration. Y'all, I don't know if this wave, I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't know if it's gonna come again, but a lot of us, we got time now.
Yeah, this is a special season. It's true. That wade in the water, get in it, get it. We deserve it. We're worthy of it. And this is a very special, sacred time. We don't want to leave this season the way we came. It's impossible. And so to be intentional about us coming home to ourselves. And I want to just say, as you mentioned, the social media and the book and the podcast, my theme for my presidential year for APA is psychology for the people. And so that's the piece, is how do we get this information out? It should not just be sitting in libraries. It should not just be for the elite or the wealthy. And so if we can tweet it out, if we can podcast it out, all in the music, right? How do we bring healing to the people? Because we are all deserving.
Absolutely. Pivoting back to something that you were sharing before me mentioning your tweets and podcasts, but it was going to be such a perfect close. You say in one of your posts, healing requires stretching beyond familiar patterns. Lean into the discomfort of growth instead of retreating into old mindsets. You deserve a fresh start. Your wounds don't disqualify you. Give yourself sunrise.
Give yourself sunrise. That's it. And breathe.
Dr. Tama, you are just a joy, and I'm so thankful for you, and I'm so excited about this best-selling book, Homecoming.
Speak it. Come on, speak it. Thank you.
You got the right people endorsing, right? Got Nedra, Glover, Tawa. By the way, both of y'all's books are...
Yes.
You talk about some emotional intelligence.
And not by accident, we have the same publisher, so you can hold them up next to each other.
Susan Taylor, just so many great people. You're in great company. We love you. And again, everybody, please, 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 please come home to yourself. You have permission. Dr. Tama, thank you. And we will see
you. Thank you.
It truly was so soothing and such a joy to have Dr. Tama Bryant on my podcast today. And again, how cool is it that she and I had been nominated in the same category of Outstanding Lifestyle and Self-Help Podcast for an NAACP Image Award? I think that is absolutely amazing. I really, really pray that this podcast just gives you a new perspective or lets you know that no, you're not just feeling things, or that you're not crazy, or you're not alone in these thoughts. Sometimes we can get so involved in the day-to-day things of life, and you know, it's almost like you feel like you've been having an out-of-body experience because you know you haven't been yourself. You know you haven't been operating at your full best self. So y'all, I encourage you to get her book, Homecoming, Overcoming Fear and Trauma to Reclaim Your Whole Authentic Self. Honey, we gonna have some healthy, whole, healed listeners for this podcast. You hear me? I'm just so excited about the steps that you are taking. And one of the steps that you're taking is that you continually listen to my podcast week after week. And I vow to keep bringing people on here who want the same for you as well. All right. Love you. You know you're loved, right? Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.